Foreword by Doug Stanhope.
I read Todd Barry's thank you for coming to Hattiesburg in the intensive care unit of Tucson's University Medical Center while waiting for my wife to come out of a coma. Of course, I hadn't seen the coma thing coming when I initially agreed to write the foreword for Todd's book, and I was surprised when Todd said not to even worry about writing it under these grave circumstances. I kind of expected him to say something to the effect of, but you did promise. I underestimated Todd's humanity. Also, I already had to cancel my own tour due to the disastrous turn of events with the wife, and some of the gigs I canceled were specifically mentioned in Todd's book. I prided myself that in more than 25 years of comedy, I've never canceled a show for any personal reason, save for a few television appearances, and I knew that reading this book in the hospital would reinforce why my wife's life might be a little bit more important than disappointing a boozed herd of humps at Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park, California. See, Todd and I, we both have an affinity for playing secondary markets, as Todd refers to them. I call them shitholes, generally. We enjoy them for a lot of the same reasons. The appreciation of small-town audiences, the lack of stress, the curiosity in visiting new places. But while Todd and I cover quite a bit of the same territory, a lot of the same small comedy clubs or shithole roadhouses, we almost never cross paths. You see, Todd is a different kind of animal. While you find Todd in your finer coffee house, I'm slumped over the mahogany of your most barren gin joint. Todd'll be complaining about the grimy condition of the club's toilet, unaware that I was the one who befouled that toilet so egregiously in the weeks prior. Todd wants bottled water in his green room. I'm happy to even get a green room, and the only time I drink bottled water is if I need to empty the bottle in order to have something to piss in when the green room doesn't have a toilet. And then I'm upset that I had to drink water. Todd Barry's book will no doubt give you plenty of insight into the life of a comedian on the road in Middle America. You're going to learn all of our distinct nomenclature, the do's and don'ts, and how to not be an aggravation as either a new comedian or an overzealous audience member. Even I was perplexed at some of the comedy bombs Todd dropped within these pages. He speaks of things like contracts and riders, ideas foreign to me when I'm just out there shoveling a load of drunken vitriol and sodomy jokes in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm usually drunk enough by the time I get paid that I simply have to put blind trust in the paymaster. Like a blind man counting on human decency that the currency he's been handed is in the proper denominations. Todd uses spreadsheets and apps and programs to keep track and organize his payments and expenses. I have balls of receipts in my pockets, some with poorly scribbled notes or phone numbers on the back, some that have been through the laundry. Todd gets uneasy if he spots an audience member who's too intoxicated. I freak out if I spot one more sober than me. Yet we're both still drawn to these much-neglected gems of the road less trampled. Brand-name comedy club chains serve their purpose, but if you limit yourself to only the safe bets, you'll never see anything new or frightening or fun. You need to jump into the muck if you want to wake up with a good story. The more hideous, the better for me. I love to complain about the shitholes because that's where the funny lives along with the bacteria. Todd loves to complain too, but I think it's because he really likes to complain and he doesn't really like the fungus. To each his own. And speaking of bacteria, I'll close with an update on my old lady here. During the read, she did in fact wake up from her coma after nearly a week, and I assume Todd will take full credit for this miracle, and I expect an invoice from him because of it. But shortly after my wife came out of a coma, she developed the superbug known as C. diff.